family by family, generation by generation. And today, the Bronzecasters of Benin, like their predecessors, are members of an exclusive guild, and they still use the same methods to produce their art, the lost wax method. And almost every stage in that process is performed today as it was centuries ago.
Yet despite their ancient heritage, Benin's craftsmen were not the first West Africans to use the technique. In the 13th century, the people of Ife cast lifelike heads in metal that are thought to represent now long forgotten rulers. They achieved such a sophisticated level of realism that Europeans would later suggest the heads were evidence of the lost civilization of Atlantis. This was the indigenous artistic tradition inherited by the Benin Empire, who used it to honor their obas. In the hands of Benin's craftsmen, the style became more abstract, imbued with magical, symbolic power. Benin's art would continue to evolve after the arrival in the late 1400s of Portuguese traders, the first Europeans to reach West Africa. Within Benin's art is evidence that the Portuguese were more than just trading partners. This brass statue, made by Africans for Africans, is of a Portuguese soldier. He is quite possibly one of the mercenaries who fought in the Oba's army. A statue like this could well have adorned the Oba's palace. And one of the greatest of all Benin's art treasures gives us an insight into the way Benin saw the Portuguese. Made not of metal, but carved ivory, it's believed to show the face of a 16th century queen mother, Idia.